Shalom, everybody. Parshas Vayishlach begins with Yaakov sending messengers to his twin brother Esav. For 20 years, Esav and Yaakov live separately, with the threat of a war between them lingering over Yaakov's head. Esav had threatened to murder Yaakov, and Yaakov ran away for 20 years. And now, the Torah says, in the very first pasuk in our parsha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav El Esav Achiv. Yaakov sends messengers to his brother to try to close up this loose end with his brother. And Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash in Breishis Rabba and says that when the Torah says that Yaakov sent Malachim, it means Malachim Mamish. He literally sent angels. That's Rashi quoting the Medrash. But that same Medrash has another opinion which says that even though the Torah calls these messengers Malachim, it really means Shluchei Basar Vadam. It means human messengers, not angels. So it's a machlokis in the Medrash. Did Yaakov send heavenly angels, or did he send humans? And we can ask questions on both of these opinions in the Medrash. If we say that Yaakov sent regular flesh and blood humans, why did the Torah use the expression malachim? It means angels. But if we say, like Rashi does, that he sent heavenly angels, then why did Yaakov send angels when he could have sent regular messengers? Why would he employ miraculous and supernatural messengers when regular natural messengers would have worked perfectly? These questions are asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. He asks them in his Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe, and he says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. Says Rav Moshe, what is our approach supposed to be when it comes to miracles? A miracle is an event that is clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see nature, we're used to nature. But a miracle is supernatural. It's something we're not used to seeing on a regular basis. So for most of us, when we witness a miracle, we are shocked and we're astonished, and our belief in Hashem is strengthened, it's intensified. That's what happens to most of us. However, a person who is complete and whole in their belief in Hashem, a person who sees Hashem everywhere they go and in everything they do, that kind of person views nature and supernature identically. They're not astonished by miracles. Miracles don't move them because they see God in everything. For this kind of person, the rising sun and the floating clouds illustrate Hashem's existence as much as the sea splitting or a burning bush. It's all God. And not only that, but Hashem, says Rav Moshe, Hashem will perform a miracle for a person on that high level much more regularly than he would on someone on a lower level. If Hashem performed miracles all the time for people on the lower levels, then those miracles would stop being miracles. They'd turn into nature for that kind of person. But a person on a higher level, Hashem performs miracles for them all of the time. Nature and supernature for a person on that level are identical, so performing a miracle for them is the same as having nature run its course. For example, Rav Moshe brings an episode from a Gemara in Maseches Tainis Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there records a story where Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's daughter accidentally filled her Shabbos candles with vinegar instead of oil, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, "Don't worry about it. He, God, who said to the oil that it should burn, will say to the vinegar that should also burn." And that's what happened. The vinegar burned as well, as if it was oil. And Rav Moshe says that's exactly what we said. For Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, there is no difference between oil burning naturally and vinegar burning supernaturally. It's all from Hashem. It's all from God. People like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa see God's hand in flammable oil as much as they see it in flammable vinegar. And that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is what is going on in the beginning of our parsha. Yaakov Avinu was on that very elevated and lofty level. To him, sending human messengers and sending heavenly angels was exactly the same thing. And the Torah, by using a word that could be interpreted in both ways, is teaching us exactly that. Yaakov may well have sent heavenly angels as messengers, and he may well have sent humans. But that wasn't a big deal to Yaakov, so to speak. It's all God anyway. In Yaakov's eyes, it's all the same. Now, most of us are not on Yaakov's level regarding the way we see nature and the way we see miracles, but we can certainly aim towards Yaakov's direction. God's hand in the world is everywhere and at all times, not just when we are amazed at a supernatural event. Have an amazing day, everyone.